Hi there, this is KJZZ's SUNUP. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix. On our state and region, I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. It's Tuesday, January 20th, 2026. Back to work and school after the holiday weekend. Hope you had a good time and glad to have you here. Let's get to the news. After a bruising budget fight last year, Governor Katie Hobbs is again asking lawmakers to approve over $100 million in additional funding for the state's Medicaid program that supports Arizonans with developmental disabilities. From the politics desk, Wayne Shutsky has details.
Hobbs and Republican lawmakers sparred for months last year over an emergency funding package for the Division of Developmental Disabilities, which needed the new money to avoid insolvency. The two sides eventually reached an agreement following a vocal lobbying effort by families who use the program. That deal tied the funding to a package of reforms designed to reduce costs. Hobbs spokesman Christian Slater says the state is currently implementing those measures and expects to see savings in the coming years.
The governor is also open to any kind of discussions about smart ideas to find further cost savings, while also obviously protecting the health care for disabled Arizonans who do really rely on this program.
According to the governor's office, the new costs are largely driven by an increase in the number of Arizonans who qualify for coverage, including a spike in autism diagnoses since 2006. Wayne Chutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, following ICE actions in Minnesota, Senator Ruben Gallego says Immigration and Customs Enforcement in its current form should not get any more funding. Speaking with Jake Tapper on CNN's State of the Union program Sunday, Gallego said Arizonans want ICE agents to focus on criminals and security.
I know the implications of that. I know the political implications potentially of that. But we cannot keep funding this, you know, this type of goon squads that are just spreading throughout the whole country just to enforce some weird policy position that Stephen Miller has where he thinks that we have to punish blue cities.
Gallego also voiced support for a push by fellow Senate Democrats to put constraints and oversight over the Department of Homeland Security and the government funding bill that's up for a vote this month. Well, the annual Martin Luther King Jr. March in Phoenix saw thousands of Arizona residents, including some of the state's political leaders like Attorney General Chris Mays. For many, the event was not only a time of remembrance for the late civil rights leader, but also a moment for reflection on today's political landscape and the parallels it has to the political turmoil faced during King's heyday.
I think this is a particularly poignant King Day in the state of Arizona, and I want Arizonans to know that the Attorney General's office and the state of Arizona will protect all of our residents.
May said that ICE is not a legitimate law enforcement organization, and she said she questions the professionalism of that federal agency. Hours after the state issued a turquoise alert for an 8-year-old girl on Friday, authorities say they found the body of Malika Molly Boone near a coal mine in northern Arizona. In a video posted online over the weekend, Navajo Nation President Boone Igren said the community is in mourning. Molly's death came just weeks after a 3-year-old boy was killed when a man drove through a Christmas parade in Kayenta.
Our nation has endured tremendous pain. These moments remind us just how sacred our children are and how deeply connected every life is within our Navajo community.
Investigators with the FBI and Navajo Department of Criminal Investigations are leading the case and seeking information on the circumstances of Molly's death. The Arizona Department of Transportation is installing sensors on freeway light posts to deter copper wire thieves. Several valley freeways have been left in darkness due to the recurring theft. Connor Greenwald has more.
ADOT says thieves have been stealing copper wire from light poles on freeways across the valley to sell for scrap. The new sensors detect when power has been cut to a light pole, setting off an alarm and alerting authorities. Doug Ninsel is with ADOT.
There are stretches where folks working under the cover of darkness, unfortunately, they're able to steal the copper wire for our lighting systems, and that'll really knock out an entire bank of lights.
Ninsel said the sensors have been successful so far, having caught some thieves in the act. ADOT estimates the copper thefts cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages every year. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In her budget proposal released last week, Governor Katie Hobbs is asking for tens of millions of dollars to take care of Arizona's foster children and prepare them for life when they leave the system. Here once again from our politics team is Wayne Shutsky.
A federal law passed in 2018 reduced the amount of money states receive to place foster children in group homes, encouraging states to look for family-like settings to care for those kids instead. Since 2021, Arizona's group home population has dropped by 31%. But that drop has stagnated over the past year, and the state now faces a shortage of foster home providers, leading the governor's office to ask for nearly $37 million to fully fund group care. In December, the governor's office also announced a pay rate increase for families that care for foster children. Hobbs is also asking for $9 million to fund extended foster care for people up to 21 years old and provide coaching for Arizonans exiting the foster care system. Wayne Shetsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Earlier this month, Avelo Airlines announced it would no longer be doing deportation flights for ICE. The budget airline faced scrutiny when it entered into a contract with the federal agency last spring. Avelo was the only ICE subcontractor also offering commercial tickets to travelers. And from the Fronteras desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick reports.
The advocacy group Human Rights First has been tracking ICE flights for the last several months. Their latest report finds Avelo operated nearly one in five ICE flights between May and December, more than 1,900 flights all told. The vast majority were domestic transfers between detention centers, and most were operated out of the Mesa Gateway Airport. The report shows Avelo began scaling back its ICE flights starting in November, a few months ahead of announcing it would be closing its Arizona base for that work on January 28th. An Avelo spokesperson said the contract did not consistently deliver enough revenue to overcome operational costs. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
A former Navajo Nation poet laureate has recently been named by Governor Katie Hobbs as Arizona's second ever state poet. Gabriel Pietrazio caught up with Laura Toey and has this report.
Laura Toey has dedicated her life to indigenous literature, but doesn't want that identity to dominate her tenure.
I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm just, again, shifting from Navajo Nation to Arizona as a Navajo poet.
And part of her pledge is to help bring poetry to rural communities. While most living on the Navajo Nation have no choice but to haul essentials like water, coal, and wood from far away, for Toey growing up, it was books.
I did.
Born in Fort Defiance, Arizona, Toey remembers taking long road trips with her mother across state lines in New Mexico.
We did make it to Gallup, and I got a library card. She wanted to make sure I had access.
Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, indigenous students and families are concerned about rising costs as the U.S. Department of Education resumes wage garnishment for federal student loans that are in default. The Mountain West News Bureau's Daniel Spaulding has more on that.
The Department of Education started to send notices to borrowers whose loans have gone unpaid for more than 9 months. Employers can withhold up to 15% of disposable income without a court order. This policy may hit indigenous communities especially hard. Higher education analysts say that about 40% of Native borrowers default on their federal loans, and many carry balances longer after graduation than other groups. Nez Perce tribal member Sienna Rubin, who graduated from the University of Idaho in 2021, says wage garnishment adds another financial burden to Native families already stretched thin.
Student loans obviously, I feel like, come last because are you eating them? Are they, you know, are they feeding you? Are they housing you?
Rubin also says that Indigenous alumni often have the additional responsibility of supporting family members. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Daniel Spaulding.
The FBI says a suspect on its top 10 most wanted list has been captured in Mexico. From the Fronteras desk in Atomosillo, Nina Kravinsky has more.
Alejandro Rosales Castillo is charged with the 2016 murder of a 23-year-old woman in North Carolina. The FBI says he was seen crossing the border into Mexico from Nogales, Arizona, nearly 10 years ago, a day before the discovery of the victim's body. Rosales Castillo is now detained in Mexico City pending extradition proceedings after his capture in the Mexican state of Hidalgo, northeast of Mexico City. In a statement from the FBI, the Bureau says its law enforcement attaché office in Mexico City coordinated with Interpol, as well as Mexico's Security and Citizen Protection Agency, to capture the suspect. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
And sports, a Big Apple sweep for the Suns. Dylan Brooks at 27, Devin Booker at 23 as they win in Brooklyn last night, 126-117 over the Nets. Phoenix shot 57% for the game, had 23 pointers. Another big night for Colin Gillespie off the bench with 22. Second straight win for Phoenix on their six-game Eastern trip, which continues right back at it tonight in Philadelphia against the 76ers. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Tuesday, January 20th. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks for being here. And we will do this again, of course, tomorrow. Enjoy the day.